With our continuing coverage of Central College baseball here on 92.1 KRLS, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, following an awesome doubleheader here at Wartburg. The Dutch winning game number one, 4-0, falling in game two, 5-4. Coach, there's many storylines we could talk about, but we got to talk about the pitching first off. Mark Kinney, Turner Williams, Braden Sawyer, Xander Polk came in and pitched just awesome throughout the entirety of the games, regardless of what the scoreboard read at the end of either of those games.
Yeah, I was really happy with the way all four of them competed. And it started with Mark today. You know, Mark came in and we've had a lot of conversations the last 2 weeks, just about the beginning of his year. And he was a little frustrated with a couple things for himself. And he's really found a way to use the things that he struggled with and learned a ton and utilized it in game. And it all kind of came together today. And then, you know, you look at Turner Williams. Look at the role he's carved out for himself. That's all him and his work ethic and what he brings to the table every day at practice and what he's doing in the off season. I was really happy for those two in game one. And then you look at game two, Braden grinded through that whole game. He found a way. He was seemingly always ahead. And unfortunately that eighth inning happened the way it did. You know, I think maybe one of those four runs in that inning were earned. And that's something we've got to be better at defensively. We've got to be able to stop the bleeding quicker. But Xander Polk, too, I mean, he comes in and he does stop the bleeding. He was an awesome Band-Aid there. And we're really happy with the way that all four guys competed. And Xander's just Mr. Consistent.
And we're going to talk about that in a second. But I've got to come back and talk about Mark and Turner in game one a little bit more, because Mark, I think, sets a career high in strikeouts today with 10. I mean, just was phenomenal. Throughout the game, Turner Williams comes in and it's 4-0, gives up the leadoff walk at a stolen base, and it's like, okay, let's limit the damage. And not only does he limit the damage, he gets three backwards Ks in a row there. Just a great job by those guys all day long, not allowing anything to rattle them on the mound as well.
For sure, yeah. I look at Mark's outing and, you know, 10 strikeouts, one walk, one hit by pitch. Like, you can't ask for much more out of him. He wanted to keep going, and we're looking at his pitch counter and said, nah, we care about your health. We want to win this game. We care about your health, too. Let's trust the next guy. And Turner comes in, and actually I think that first batter was a double. I think it was Keegan Schmidt hit a double off of him, and you know, when the middle of a lineup takes a nice swing like that, when somebody in the middle of a lineup, it usually kind of wakes up the rest of the lineup. So I was sitting there thinking, like, okay, who's the next guy who's going to be able to stop the bleeding if, you know, if we can't slow this down after the second hitter? And he comes in backwards K, backwards K, backwards K. He didn't change his demeanor one bit. And I was really, really happy with the way Turner finished that game out and really slammed the door, and just with the way Mark competed that whole start.
Absolutely. Now we got to talk about the offense a little bit here as well. Just looking at this game, this was not an offensive day at all. The second game maybe going to be a little bit deceiving when they look at it and say 5-4. Oh, maybe there's a little bit of offense. It was really just the last two frames of that, too, where Wartburg hangs 4 in the eighth, you guys hang 3 in the ninth. But I got to talk about that 3 in the ninth there in game number two. It kind of spoke to the resiliency of this squad, where the bats weren't necessarily going, but they did just enough at times to give your guys to give everyone else a chance to help either get the win or try to extend that game to get a win.
Yeah, absolutely. I was really pleased with the way our guys approached the top of the ninth. I had some questions about how it would go. I didn't know if we'd come in and Armstrong would come in and just slam the door real quick on us, or if our guys would show a little bit of battle, because we haven't been in a ton of situations like that this year. So seeing the way our guys kind of fought, battled, and competed, and just found a way to stay in that game and just get it to the next guy. Brock Luna working a nice walk. Steinlage putting a nice ball in play there to get things going with the scoring. That was a big deal. So I was really, really happy with, you know, the guts that our guys played with in the ninth inning. And that's an expectation we have. So seeing that is a positive. Now, at the same time, we've got to know how to stop the bleeding in the bottom of the eighth, too. So it's a catch-22. You know, you kind of look at both, and it's like, man, it's too bad the eighth went the way it went, but we're really happy with you in the top of the ninth. How can we find a way to learn from the bottom of the eighth and learn from the bottom of the ninth and take the positives and utilize those better moving forward?
Absolutely, and you led me right to where I was going to go, talking about that eighth inning there. Unfortunately, just could not quite get the small ball game working for you guys. Wartburg was trying to give away outs a little bit there and just some mishandles with the baseball, things like that. I know that it's cold and some of that, it probably played into a factor of, you know, the mentality, but what's kind of your message to the guys after that game and how you go about correcting that, so the next time you face a squad where they get to seventh, eighth, ninth inning where they're playing that small ball game, this isn't a repeatable situation.
Right. I think number one, it's taking a look at that inning and understanding that, accepting that it happened. Like, hey, we got to look back. We're going to watch the film. How were our prep steps? How did we work through the baseball? What led to the errors? You know, that's the biggest thing. Was it mindset? Was it physical? Or was it a combination of the two? And then taking that, learning from it, and not doing necessarily anything different in practice, but just understanding what we need to do better and utilizing that. Because that's those things that happen are stuff that we work on every single day. So it's just a matter of making the routine play. If the team's going to give you an out, take the out. You know, and with the offenses not scoring a bunch until that eighth and ninth inning there, it was a situation where I think our guys were thinking, we got to make a play at home. Well, if there's not a play to be made at home because they're not going home yet, let's get the out at first. And I think that's something that we've got to do a better job of. So that's something I think our guys just need to learn and move forward. We've got still a pretty young group and plenty to learn from that.
Absolutely. And you look at this, I mean, this is a great series where, you know, we're very competitive through all three games, regardless of the official results in all of the games there. You were competitive in that, something that you can build on going into a two-game set at BV on Tuesday, followed up by another road trip up to Luther, I believe it is, that following weekend. How do you guys build that momentum from this series, keep that going up on those two road trips as well, knowing that you're playing a little bit of the road warrior card here for the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I think it starts with making the adjustments we need to make in the box. To be frank, our offensive performance this weekend was not acceptable. And we have to be better in that way. We have to be better in the way that we prepare them. We have to be better in the way that we handle tough pitchers, because there's a bunch of tough pitchers in our league. And we've got to be better about how we handle things when the heat gets kicked up in late games, late in games. So it's just a matter of taking what we learned this weekend, growing from it. And when we go up to Storm Lake, we gotta play with our hair on fire, just like our guys intend to every single game.
Absolutely. Coach Carey, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck at BV on Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Adam Carey, head coach of the Central College baseball team, following a 4-0 win and a 5-4 loss and a doubleheader at Wartburg on Saturday.